As U.S. troops continue to contain the situation developing in the Middle East, many spouses are dealing with the trauma of having a loved one overseas in the middle of this conflict. Kelsey Tamas, whose husband is currently deployed, says many resources offered to military families are critical.
Without these tools, we don't do life well, let alone a deployment or a reintegration.
It's always tough on the families.
Administrators and police officers say they took a loaded gun from a student at Lawrence High School. A student reported someone had brought a weapon onto campus. School representatives say there was no threat made with that gun. Student will be disciplined according to school board policy. No word as to whether there will be criminal charges as well.
Devin Dotson scored 20 points and dished out 6 assists to lead number 3 KU in a rout of Iowa State. The Jayhawks beat the Cyclones 79-53.
China's government says its economic czar will go to Washington next week for the signing of an interim trade deal. Under the Phase 1 deal, China agrees to buy more American farm exports. Washington, meanwhile, puts off additional planned tariff hikes on Chinese imports.
Big changes on the way. Very windy out there. We're going to hit 60 this afternoon, down to 37 tonight, but 42 on Friday. And rain will change from freezing rain to sleet, and then sleet into snow Saturday morning with an overnight low Friday of 17 degrees.